Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
Welcome into today's show. If you haven't done so yet, hit that subscribe button so you never miss another episode. And if you haven't left a review yet and you've gotten some value from the Millionaire Mindcast, whether it's in this episode or previous episodes, all we ask is that you leave an honest review on whatever platform it is that you enjoy listening on. That's how we continue to grow and to have a ripple effect and make an impact on people who are intentionally looking and seeking for this kind of content to level up some area of their life. And the way we continue to do that, how we've broken into the top 25, has been through you, the amazing listeners of this show, taking this information, implementing it, sharing it with other people. And I just want to say thank you so much. This is why I've done this podcast for the last 3 years. Is definitely not because it makes me any money, that's for damn sure. It is because I am passionate about growing myself, about learning from other people, as well as sharing this information with people who want it, right? These are missing conversations that we just don't get to have on a daily basis. Not everybody wants to talk about this personal development kind of shit, right? This vulnerable, authentic, life-changing stuff. A lot of this stuff is surface-level conversation on a daily basis, and that's not what we do here. And the way we continue to share this information, share these kind of conversations, is through people like you. So I just want to say thank you to everybody, and I've got a great episode for you today. And I really just want to dive in on a very short message, and it is a reminder to not be a flake. Don't be a flake. We all know those people. I'll be the first to raise my hand, right? I'm all about authenticity and transparency. I have been that flake before. Not only have I flaked on somebody once, I've flaked on people multiple times. And I can tell you, one, it doesn't make me feel very good about myself. And two, it is not a name or a title that I want to be associated with. And that's something that I've really worked diligently over the years to not be that kind of person. But at the end of the day, we're all human beings. We're all very busy. We all got a lot of shit going on, right? But I want to share with you why you don't want to be a flake, who the people who are flakes actually are, and how you can not be that person, what you can actually do tactically to ensure that you aren't a flake. So you can just bring some more awareness to if you are that person, right, and you don't want to be that person, or if you are a flake and that's just been a part of your DNA, that you can actually change this, and it's really not that hard. So let's go ahead and dive in right after this short message. This episode is brought to you by The Rich Life Academy, the online curriculum, community, and mastermind for hard-charging entrepreneurs and aspiring millionaires. To learn more about our community, our curriculum, the monthly guest speakers, and our world-class accountability groups, head over to therichlifeacademy.com. That's www.therichlifeacademy.com to learn more about beginning your march to a million and beyond. All right, let's dig in real quick on who is a flake. Well, I believe that there are two really reasons behind why people flake, right? Number one, you're just a narcissist and you really don't give a shit about other people, right? You just do things, say things, and really all you care about is yourself. And I'm guessing that is not you, Mr. or Mrs. Listener, but you're probably somebody like me where you genuinely do care, but maybe you're just unorganized. Maybe you're just a little overcommitted, right? And why you want to make sure that you aren't somebody who is associated as a flake is, you know, if this is a common occurrence in your life, well, then it's either one or the other, right? You're a narcissist or you genuinely care and you're just unorganized or you're overcommitted. And I can tell you, though, that if you continue to justify doing those things and making those excuses for being a flake or for quote-unquote rescheduling, the nicer way of saying this, you will never be able to build genuine connections or relationships, or you'll actually destroy the genuine connections and relationships you have. Now, I'm going to give you an example of recently, I had a very longtime friend, somebody that I love and care about, but has also kind of been, I don't want to say a flake, but they have rescheduled a lot. And don't get me wrong, I want to be the first to say I've been this person and I can be this person too. So this is the pot calling the kettle black. And at the same time, it gave me a different perspective when I experienced it in the capacity that I experienced it in. And this person has a lot going on, right? And we all have family and friends and business commitments and health commitments, and life is so damn busy, right? So let me start by saying, I want to grant this person grace. I grant myself grace sometimes. You need to grant yourself grace sometimes. But at the end of the day, we all need to take accountability for our actions, right? And this person committed to doing something with me that they knew was very important to us. And basically, they, I don't want to say they no-showed us, but they were going to no-show us because we followed up the very last minute, essentially, and found out that they were basically flaking on us. And I totally understand because of the circumstances and the situation, but at the end of the day, it really wasn't a good excuse, right? This person owned it, which I love and respect them for that, for sure. And that's something that we can always do is, you know, we all have our fuck-ups, right? We all have our oopsie moments, and that's all good as long as you take extreme ownership over it and it doesn't become a common occurrence, right? But you don't want to be known as a flake, whether it's in business, whether it's with your friends, whether it's with your family, because nobody wants to do something with someone only when it is convenient for them, right? If you, what it really tells me, and when I know that individuals have flaked on me, is it tells me that the time, the planning, the scheduling that I went and put into this isn't really as important as your own, right? And maybe you do or you don't mean that to be your intention, but that's how it comes off, right? And what it ultimately does is when you flake on people, it builds animosity in that relationship. It builds frustration. It builds anger, right? And it forces people to kind of lose respect for you a little bit. Whether that's what you meant, of course, that's not what you wanted to happen. But let's be honest, you know, when someone flakes on me, I'm like, motherfucker, man, like, come on. You know, it's how hard is it to commit to something and follow through on it? Again, I'm raising my hand, I'm looking in the mirror, and I'm saying, I have done this before, okay? And then there are sometimes real genuine reasons for having to reschedule or having something come up, but we know when that's the truth or not the truth. But here is the most important thing of all of this is, you don't want to be known as a flake because it will destroy your opportunities in life. It will destroy your opportunities to build those amazing relationships, to have amazing experiences, to create amazing memories, to generate amazing income, right? Because at the end of the day, when you make a commitment to somebody, that is a bridge towards experiences, towards memories, towards income and business opportunities, right? And here's the other aspect of it. Your word is your bond. All we have is our word, and actions always speak louder than words, right? So if you don't have the discipline to follow through on your word, well, then what do you have, right? It's going to eat away at you. I can tell you that much. If you continue to do it over and over and over again, you're going to feel shame. You're going to feel guilt. You're going to be so misaligned with who you really want to be. And so, again, I want to grant everybody, including myself, some grace when we have been that flake or we are being that flake, right? But the beautiful thing is you can change this. And you can change this by just getting a little bit more organized and just getting a little bit more clear. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, number one is, if you have clear goals and clear priorities, it becomes very easy to make it a yes or no game. And what do I mean by that? Well, it's either a hell yes or a hell no. What do I mean by that? If you have clear goals on what it is that you are moving towards and clear priorities, you can then time block your commitments in your calendar and get more organized to only allocate time, only allocate your word, only allocate your follow through to those clear goals and priorities. So what I used to see a lot in many people that I coached and consulted, and I still see all the time, is what I call a dirty yes versus a clean no. Okay? A lot of people have dirty yeses scattered all throughout their calendar. They are saying yes to things that they are not ultimately committed to doing because they are really not 100% aligned with the things they know they should be doing, right? So for example, if somebody says, hey, I'd love to go out to lunch with you and catch up and see how you're doing, you say, okay, sure, no problem. You get something on the calendar. But really, when that appointment comes around, you're like, oh man, I really don't want to go sit down with this person. I don't have time. I got all these other things that I have to do. It'd be nice to catch up with them. But let's be honest, like me sitting down with them isn't going to get me any bit closer to my goal, being that it's not aligned with my goals. So we have a lot of these dirty yeses in our calendars when if we were very clear on what our goals were and what our priorities were, it'd be so much easier to just have a clean no. And a lot of people just struggle with saying no. I always say, use the graceful no, right? And it could be, hey, while I really appreciate and would love to sit down with you, I have so many commitments right now and I just can't allocate the time to do this. Maybe if we circle back in 2 or 3 months, things will have looked a little bit differently. How does that sound, right? So that way you still honor that opportunity, you still honor that ask, you still honor that person, but you're not sacrificing your own sanity, your own goals, right? Your own time for things that ultimately aren't aligned with where you want to end up. And therefore, you don't have to put yourself in a position of saying, you know, oh, I got to reschedule because this or that came up, and telling a white lie or flaking on somebody, right? If you really don't want to commit, then don't commit. But by not having that clarity, it makes it a little bit harder for people to really decipher what they should be saying yes and what they should be saying no to. Right? So if you can become truthful with yourself and others, you're going to become more aligned with the most powerful version of yourself anyways, and saying yes and no to the right and the wrong things will allow you to avoid putting yourself in those situations. So having clear goals, having clear priorities is so important, because then you can time block your commitments and your calendar to reflect that. So at the end of the day, don't be a flake. Honor those people around you. Honor those commitments. Honor those experiences. Honor yourself, right? Build that respect with yourself. And at the end of the day, I'll leave it with this. We're all human beings. So give grace where it should be given, and give accountability where accountability is needed. Hopefully this message gives you some value today. If it did, feel free to share it. Tag me on social media at Official Matty A. Share it with a friend. Share it with one of your flaky friends that needs to hear this, right? And if you haven't left a review yet or aren't subscribed to the show, I invite you to subscribe so you never miss another episode, and also leave a review to get a chance to receive a shout out on the show, a free coaching call, other prizes that will be getting announced weekly. This is something new that we're doing, and I want to connect more with you guys and make sure that we're delivering the value for the value that you are giving back to me and to us and to our show and the people that are going to hear this show because of the reviews, the subscriptions, and the sharing that you're doing with this content. I couldn't and wouldn't do this show without you guys. So thank you so much for your continuous support. I love seeing you guys continue to grow and apply all of these things as you continue to level up on your journey and the areas that you're looking to level up in. And if you are new to the show and you haven't checked out the Rich Life Academy or our Extreme Accountability Groups, and you're someone who's already successful, but you're looking for more accountability around your goals, you're looking to take it to that next level, you want to surround yourself with like-minded people who are taking massive action and pursuing living like a millionaire in all areas of their life, not just in your bank account, then I invite you to head over to therichlifeacademy.com to learn more. I'd love to get connected with you in a more intimate environment outside of this podcast, and that's exactly where we can do that. And with that being said, have an amazing rest of your day, and until next episode, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to $1 million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.